Saturday night at 7:30 in Urn Auditorium, David Bowden leads the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic and the chorus in a concert entitled Around the World in 80 Minutes. And he promises us that seatbelts aren't needed, but they might be advised. David, thanks very much for coming in.
It's wonderful to be here, George.
Now, you're really mixing things up on this particular concert. You've got orchestral pieces, you've got the Philharmonic Chorus, you've got some soloists, and you've also got a lot of different flavors. Must have been a lot of fun to put together.
This was one of the joys. I'm very, very pleased with this program because we're calling it Around the World in 80 Minutes. You even might see a hot air balloon or two in your mind. But we're going to Spain, we're going to Sicily, we're going to Florence, to Paris, and that's Orpheus and the Underworld. Sort of to hell as well. But Austria, Egypt, Austria is the sound of music, so we're doing that kind of stuff. And then lots and lots of material for choruses from opera scenes. So like the Roman carnival scene from Benvenuto Cellini, it's Rome. The Ukraine has the Polovetsian dances from Prince Igor. We're in Russia for the steppes of Central Asia, etc. So it's really all around the world. And then we come home.
How do you get home?
Well, we come home to the music of Gershwin. We have a whole series of wonderful pieces for chorus and orchestra, tribute to Gershwin. Somebody Loves Me, But Not For Me, Fascinating Rhythm, Summertime. And Summertime is being sung by Juliana Jerome Dreyrup, and we're really excited about that. And Embraceable You. And it's interesting when we get to, I was just working with them, and we get to Someone to Watch Over Me. It's like the chorus just all of a sudden just warms up. It's such a great piece. And then, of course, we have to do I Got Rhythm.
So you're going to be bouncing along. Talking with David Bowden about the upcoming Around the World in 80 Minutes. David, this has been a concert season in which you've really emphasized catchy titles for various pieces. And I'm curious about how much you've enjoyed helping come up with some of those, because I know you rather enjoy doing some word things, too.
I love words. And what we do every year, we get the artistic team of the organization together, and they go through my proposals and make them good. And then we get the marketing team together with the artistic team in a special meeting. It's a highlight of the year for all of us. And we sit and we look at overall what we're trying to do with the season, what the program repertoire is, and then we say, okay, let's see what kind of title will work. For instance, the concert that we just did, we ended up calling South, Souther, Southest, which was a hilarious title, but we actually ended up starting in southern United States, then Mexico, then Argentina, Brazil, and then Antarctica. And that was the title that came up. So we have a good time doing it. It's a collaborative effort. Everybody participates.
You've picked a variety of pieces here, both orchestral and vocal with the chorus. Have you picked the orchestral pieces in particular for some of the members of the orchestra?
Yes, I have. One of them, the Orpheus in the Underworld, has a lot of solos in it. And so we're featuring cello, violin, clarinet, oboe. All of those things come through, so there's a solo aspect to it. But also I'm looking at the overall pacing of the show. So before we have the chorus participate, we open with the Barber Seville Overture, just because it's nice and bright and everybody likes it and knows it, and it'll make people feel comfortable. And then we go to music from the March of the Torios from Carmen. The Easter hymn from Cavalleria Rusticana, which I love. That Easter hymn is just to die for. And then we're also featuring our Brown Vocal Scholarship winner. Her name is Shay Colbert. She's a soprano. She has just completed her high school. She won the scholarship. And so she's going to be singing O Mio Bambino Caro from Johnny Schicchi by Puccini. And then we have also a collaboration with Janie Gordon's choirs at Columbus North High School and Ken Howland's choirs at Columbus East High School, and they are joining us for the Gershwin.
We've been talking with David Bowden about the upcoming Around the World in 80 Minutes. It's also clearly a concert that's all around Columbus and South Central Indiana as well. Takes place this Saturday night at 7:30 in Urn Auditorium. And, David, people can show up a little early, and you'll talk about the show?
Yes, we have a 6:40, so 50 minutes before, musically speaking time. For about 20 minutes, we go over what's going to be heard for the evening, and it really is helpful for audiences to come. We have a lot of people coming to this now.
David Bowden, I'm George Walker.